just a little meeting about kind of getting back to some structure, the way.
Yeah, there's just a couple areas that, as much that we want to talk about from last night, is more as how it relates to what we're going to need to do tomorrow. Got a real active back end and an awful lot of skill off the rush, so we got to be in the right spots when the puck transitions from there into our end, and that's a big part of being in the right spots when it's in your end and sorting that defensive zone coverage out. So we got to tighten some areas up there. Yeah.
A couple of your guys were talking about better starts, because in the first two games of this road trip, you've kind of had to chase the game, and it was reminiscent of last year in a lot of respects, wasn't it? But
yeah,
you haven't played a lot of that type of style this year.
Haven't, and reminiscent maybe of the first two games that we played a little bit. Last night's a good example. We have a breakaway and we hit a post, and then it's in the back of our net twice on some plays that I think we can certainly do a better job of just being patient in our own end, being comfortable being there, not looking at the D zone as a place to steal a puck and go the other direction.
It's just the job of a coach now to say, guys, let's clean it up a little bit, but let's not panic about the way things have gone on the road the last 4 games.
Manage where you're at in the season, where you're at in your schedule. We want to, you're not in a good mood after you lose a game, lose two in a row. Certainly, we've manage our own expectations of the game. So if you're doing chances for and against, we would have outchanced both those last teams by a pretty solid margin. And that's fine, but that if you're talking about all the chances that you missed, you're usually probably not focused on where you need to get to. We had lots of chances to score last night, but we didn't need to give up what we did.
Is managing time and energy, Paul, part of why you're off Wednesday? You're better served not having a hard skate today after two losses?
Well, it's a far bigger picture. It'd be a hard skate because of a loss, and we've played for the last month. Mm-hmm. Right? We want to make sure that we're in our best position to play a solid game tomorrow night. Got a lot of miles, a lot of travel miles, and some time zones on these guys, and our energy hasn't been an issue for us. I mean, we're driving in these games. Some of it's a little bit mental, I think, in the last two, of patience that we can cut off some shift length, for sure, and we can not force quite as many things through.
Is a game like this tomorrow maybe beneficial for you guys where you're at? Because you ran into two teams that are trying to keep their season alive, yet you guys are now going up against presumably the best team in the league right now.
I think they're the best team in the league right now. I think that their ability to defend and generate, you know, is really, really impressive. It's always enjoyable to go in against one of these teams. Your pre-scout language changes a little bit, and it's what we need right now. We've got to take a look at harder. How do we keep them from being as good as they are? We want to have confidence in our own game, but we want to make sure that we're respectful of what they can do to you if you're not.
Fair to ask you, Paul, day before, what if you go with the same group in the same spots?
Yeah, pretty much. Just some injury concerns. We'll see some guys necked up, which is pretty standard.
Can I ask you about the guy like Tucker Pullen that's not playing for you guys? The Moose are practicing back home right now. How do you weigh making sure that a young player is developing while not playing? But you know what I mean? He's getting enough from you and not playing with them.
Right. We'd like him to get into as many pro games as we can. We're, you know, the concern of injury, he is clearly the next guy in. And we'll have to weigh that. There'll come a watershed point here if we stay healthy on our back end. The fact that he's a righty makes a difference. He played his offside. He was fine. His last game in was offside, and it wasn't great. We want to put a younger player in his natural position to give him a chance to move well, play well, but he's in a bit of a tough spot right now, and because of the righties that we do have, we probably won't let him sit there too much longer.
So would he, you know, it gets a point where there's no more benefit that he needs to
well,
play?
Well, we get him in some level. Games. Well, just get into a game more than anything. It doesn't have to be a 20-game run. It can just get into some games so he's a little sharper. If somebody goes down, he's in.
There's been no suggestion that this is a good way to make sure he's learning, but still shielding him from the rigors of the team.
No, he's 100% ready to roll.
And one last thing, just about doing something on Tyler. You know, he's back to form, I would think, in your mind and other people's mind. What has he meant, the addition of him? You talked about it being almost like getting acquiring a new player in a trade. Well, has he been as good as you remember him before he went down?
He's been better in a lot of ways. We'll take the last two games out, maybe. And big part of that, our power play got going, really, when that unit got going. He got up top, and he gets across the line so very well, scored some goals on him, made some good plays on him. But he and Dimitri have come in as a real good pair for us, and that has had as big an impact on, again, prior to our last two, us being a pretty solid defensive team, that we're going to put veteran players on the ice every shift. So our two young guys have been tasked to play against the other team's best. They skate so well. But that those two men have had as big an impact on us being a better hockey team this year than anybody.
When he was only 19 years old, he was almost considered a bona fide number one, wins a Calder. Maybe takes a step back because a team in Buffalo isn't playing as well. Gets moved here. Maybe doesn't have to necessarily be a one. He's a 1A, a 1B, a 1C on this team. You think that's benefited him?
It would benefit anyone to be able to spread those minutes around. You look at, you know, even a guy like Hedman's minutes, because they dress seven defensemen so often, his minutes are down over the long haul, and the wear and tear on the defense, and especially in the Western Conference, the wear and tear on these guys having other veteran players around you. I think it brings out his best. Such a strong skating man. When he's healthy and fresh, he's had a huge impact on all parts of our game. Right? Kills penalties is a big part of that power play. And great coverage. So we don't have to pull defensemen off the ice for line matchups as much. We always have a plan for a matchup, but if Myers and Kulikov are out against the other team's best, you leave them.
And the last one for me, just on that point, do you remember in 08, 09, when he broke in as a youngster, and he was so big and so strong and skated so well for such a big guy, and he's advanced from that point?
I remember clearly when he came in, because that's still in the time where the game was changing, right? If you had one guy that could move the puck and skate, you considered yourself lucky, and the rest of them were grinders. This kid comes in all long and lanky, and he's a puck-rushing defenseman. We hadn't really seen that kind of a young man, and I would agree. I think the game has changed so that it's good for his style, but you see more and more defensemen like him that can bring the puck up the ice, not a lot his size. His game for me has improved in each year, really, that he's been here. Even with the injury, his decisions when to go, when not to go, have gotten better. And I think part of that is when you're not chasing the game as much, you know, he can just pick the right times to go.